Offsquare Brewing has just celebrated its second anniversary producing the tastiest brews in Crown Point. This Friday, Offsquare Brewing will be visiting Let's Eat for an hour of food and brew. Join Rod and Barb, the team behind Offsquare Brewing. Tune in to the conversation, add your thoughts, and win a gift card from Offsquare Brewing of Crown Point and Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. Call in 769-9577. We're coming at you live from our Maryville studio this Friday on Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. Dial in Friday at 3 o'clock on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, WLPR. It's hip to be square with Off Square Brewing. Call in and join the fun. Ciao.
NIPSCO supports Lakeshore Public Radio because a little information can be a huge help. Sign up for NIPSCO alerts to receive updates on your account, including power outage status updates via text, email, or phone. Learn more at nipsco.com/alerts. Support for Let's Eat comes from Bombs Natural Foods. More than just supplements, Bombs offers massages, ion cleanses, a juice bar, and an educated staff for all of your questions. Bombs Natural Foods, with locations in Maryville, Highland, and BombsNaturalFoods.com. Program consideration comes from Lithographic Communications. Lithographic Communications, located in Munster, has been providing both printing and mailing services locally since 1988. More information is available at 219-924-9779.
It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Hey, good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. Thanks for joining us here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. Sitting in the studio live in Maryville with my pal Sharon Jackson. I'm Chef Nick, and you're listening to Let's Eat. How you doing, Sharon?
I'm good. How are you doing? Happy Friday.
Oh, very happy Friday. Yes. In a restaurant business, it's a happy day, but we still got Saturday and Sunday. You know, I think our
you guys
Fridays
never sleep.
No, except Mondays maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe on Mondays. Sometimes we get a break, but yeah, it's happy Friday for everyone else.
Aren't a lot of Chinese restaurants closed on Mondays? They take Mondays off.
I think so. Yeah. Do they? They don't.
But I digress. What's that?
They do. I think.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah.
I take Sundays off.
Well, you deserve it.
Yeah, we shut down on Sunday.
Yeah.
I just sit there and shake in my bed. I vibrate a little bit, my knees and everything.
Sit on the edge of the bed.
But, you know, today, I tell you what, today, boy, these guys from Off Square Brewing, they brought in a lot of good stuff.
I know.
And I can't wait till we talk. We're going to be talking about it soon, folks. But we want you to call in, 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a gift card from Off Screw Brewing.
Off Square.
What did I say? Is this PBS?
Doesn't matter.
Is this PBS? Did I say that wrong? Off Square Brewing. Maybe somebody will call in because they heard that.
Off Square Brewing.
And Chef Nick's Eatery. Both giving out $10 gift cards. Mm-hmm. So you can make a day of it. You can come to Chef Nick's and eat and go get some good brewskis from Off Square over there in Crown Point, right off of Broadway. We'll ask them for their address when we get them on.
Definitely.
So what's going
definitely
on with the community?
Oh, you know, there's still those Shererville Party in the Parks that are going on. There's another one coming up on the 21st, Reeder Park. They're doing free movie showings. Dino Day Party in the Park. It's at Reeder Park. That's in Shererville. There is cool things going on in Crown Point. Farmers Market, it's back in Crown Point.
Did they add another day?
We talked about that too. They're doing the Saturday, they're doing the Wednesday one as well.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll have to talk with these guys and see if they, you know, what they think of that.
A lot of graduations going on.
Oh, yeah. Prom and all that stuff.
Well, I tell you what, next Saturday must be somebody took a dart and threw it at a calendar and said, everyone's going to have the graduation party on the 22nd of June.
Wow.
I am packed. I don't know. It's amazing how much chicken and beef and trays. It's just going to be a crazy
Good for
Saturday.
You. That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm even at the point where I might even get a few more. I might not even be able to open. I'll be just so packed with catering.
Well, have you ever had that before?
Yes, I get it every year.
Like where you haven't been able to open?
No. I've always somehow been able to do it.
Nice.
You know, that's what happens when you're a small businessman like me.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, you don't have a lot
you
of
You have to do it. You have to pull it off.
You
right.
have to
yeah.
pull it off.
Totally.
So, well, Sharon, you ready to
yeah, let's,
pretty much
let's
where,
do
how
this.
Are we going to get there this time to Crown to over there? Oh, you yep. got the trolley's coming. That's
there
what you got.
There you go. Let's get on.
You got on? Wait, grab my arm. Sharon, don't take off with me.
Let's go.
Grab me.
Gotcha.
Okay, I'm on. So we're going to Off Square Brewing?
Yeah.
Right over there in Crown Point, Rob.
It's trucking.
Why is it going so fast?
I don't know, but it feels good.
Yeah,
wind
it's kind of
in
windy.
Your hair.
It's a little bit warm outside.
Yeah.
It's beautiful weather.
This is nice.
I hope everyone's opened up their pools by now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah.
Nice ride.
Nice ride.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're about there.
Not quite yet.
We're at the station? Almost at the station?
We're getting there.
We're getting there. You know what? Because I'm getting thirsty and I'm hungry.
Going to the right place. We're almost there. I see it.
You see the
station? Here we go.
Hey, jump off. Jump off. They're not stopping.
There we go.
Okay. Well, we got live in the studio here. We got the people from Off Square Brewing. We have Rod and we have Barb. How are you guys doing?
What's going on?
I don't know. Did you make it through that first part of the show there? Did you get on the trolley with us?
Well, I saw you guys coming down 65 South, getting off on exit 249 over there. So.
Well, you know what? We've been talking about where you're at. Why don't you give everyone the address while, you know, when we get going here?
So our exact address is 11,000 Delaware Parkway. We're mm-hmm. right off of 109th. So you do take the 109th exit on 65, although I guess it's closed right now, right?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but in between Broadway and 65.
Yeah, you're kind of in between 109th and what's the other road?
113th.
And 113th. Yep. So if you're going to going down and you see I-65, you look to the left. If you're going west, no, west,
yep.
you're on the left.
Yeah.
In between the two roads.
And you'll see the patio lights.
Oh, yeah. The patio lights, it's a big structure.
That's right.
It seems like it has a lot going on.
Yeah.
So we've had Off Square on before, you know, on their 1 year anniversary. Now they're hitting their 2 year anniversary.
Oh, very cool.
So
congratulations, you guys. Yeah. Yay. Woo.
And so we brought Rod and Barb on. And Rod, real quick, why don't you give us a little bit of background about yourself?
So me personally, I'm kind of a lifelong restaurant guy that happens to be a beer geek. So I got the opportunity to come aboard and join this brewery. I was with casinos, hotels, country club, banquet halls, and I've been a beer geek, and I just had this great opportunity to join the guys at the brewery.
Now, so you've always been in the restaurant food business?
Correct.
Okay. Have you ever had any other kind of jobs other than that?
Not in my adult life, no.
No. Everything's been brewing. Where'd you go to high school at?
TF North High School in Calumet City.
Okay. So, Barb, how about you? Give us a little background about yourself.
I've been in the craft beer industry for about 5 years. Joined the team about a year and a half ago as a sales manager. So just getting the word about Off Square Brewing out there and in the liquor stores. And
where'd you go to high school?
I grew up in Ohio.
Oh, wow.
I'm so a transplant. I'm not from the region.
Not at all.
But I've learned you don't tell people that.
What part of Ohio are you from?
Youngstown, Ohio.
Oh, I have relatives there from Youngstown. A lot of Greek people lived in Youngstown, Ohio.
Oh, really? So do you feel at home here? Do you like it here?
Yeah, I've been here about 13 years. It's home. It's home to all my kids.
Yeah,
and
you're
rooted,
as good as
so.
Me.
It's almost the same feeling in a way. I mean, both industrial areas,
right,
steel
right.
mill towns, mm-hmm. things like that. So before you did Off Squared, what other beer
places?
I used
to work for Crown Brewing.
Okay.
Yeah,
and we've had
of that.
Steve on a few times.
Yeah, we will be at their beer fest tomorrow, Crown Beer Fest.
Oh, is that
so
tomorrow?
We're proud to be
we
a part of
that. We gave tickets out for that. Remember that? Mm-hmm. That seems so long
10
ago.
10 years for them.
For them?
Really? Wow,
yeah.
That's
great. 10-year Crown Beer Fest. Pretty
so
awesome.
you'll be at the Crown Beer Fest.
We will be at the Crown
and
Beer
what,
Fest.
And what two beers are going to be featuring there? Or
we
what
are
beers
actually going to have 5 beers. Rod, what are the beers we're going to have?
So we do have a special release. We are doing our King Hamilton, which excuse me, is our Imperial S'mores Porter. That is our special
s'mores.
S'mores, yep.
You give out graham crackers with that?
You'll taste them in it.
So. Really?
Wow, yeah. That is cool.
Yeah, the graham cracker, the marshmallow, you do taste it in that beer. We are doing our 65 South Pilsner. We are doing our How Goes It, which is a raspberry goza.
Mm-hmm.
Two others that are just escaping me at the moment.
Oh, I can't remember. I saw the keg sitting there. I don't remember.
So
always a good beer from Off Square, so you don't have to worry.
How much beer do you think you're going to go through on that? How many people are they expecting?
So we're going to bring 5 what are known as 6 barrels. So it's kind of the equivalent of a third of a keg that you and I know is a keg.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to bring five of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have about 3,000 people come to this event. It's no joke. Like, people look forward to this Crown Beer
Fest.
Well,
we had Crown Brewery on, and we were giving away tickets for that.
Oh,
and,
nice.
Mm-hmm. We had a lot of people call for the tickets. I mean, that's a sought-after event.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys doing any food there, or is it just all the beer?
Just beer.
Okay. Now, how long? Now, Off Square Brewing's been around for 2 years now, right?
That's right, 2 years.
Now, the owners, what did they do? Were they always in the brewing business?
So they are. They're actually homebrewers. You know, they were homebrewers.
Everyone starts off in the bathtub.
Yeah.
I know. Isn't it crazy?
That's the way they start off.
I mean, everyone starts in the bathtub.
And then they go professional.
Yes.
Through lots of hard work, craftsmanship, practice, they graduate.
So they were home crafters?
So, yeah.
What did they do other than that? I mean, how did they make money other than making beer out of the bathtub?
So Phil, the owner, was a... He has a long list of stuff that he did, but he was in construction for a long time. And Dave, the other owner, was in the medical field. He did like prescription drug stuff like that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Isn't that crazy, Sharon? How many of these guys that did like wine or beer that are craftsmen now
mm-hmm.
all kind of came from like construction and jobs like
engineering or something, yeah.
Well, I guess brewing beer is a little bit, there's some math involved in that, isn't there?
Oh, there's a lot of math involved in it, yeah.
There's a lot of math. So you can figure out the alcohol
That's
content
right.
and everything like that. So, Barb, why don't you describe like the decor of Off Square?
Ooh.
So,
Rod, help me with this.
Yeah,
one.
And before you do that, folks, call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and Rod and Barb brought in gift cards from Off Square Brewing, and I got some from Chef Nick's Eatery. Call in and get them for free. Go ahead, tell us about the decor.
So it is industrial style. It's kind of the look that most places, you know, really go for now. Our bar is actually a tree that was taken from Valparaiso.
Really?
I
didn't know that. I went in there too. I didn't know that
was our bar top is an actual tree that was out of Valpo. The front of the bar is pallet wood. We have a pallet wood wall, you know, that they put together. So it is, you know, in an industrial style.
Yeah. How many seats?
Total inside is about 150, and then outside you could sit about 60.
Oh, okay.
And you mentioned an outside patio that we would see it.
Because you have umbrellas out there.
So what does that
right?
look like? Because I love outside patios.
So our outside patio, it has German-style tables, which are technically communal tables. It's kind of in the beer scene, you know, you kind of do that communal feel to where, you know, you're going to sit down next to a couple people that you may not even know, but by the end of your, you know, experience, you're going to be friends with them talking about beer. But that's kind of the way our patio is set up. It has... nine of these.
Like long picnic tables?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. German style communal tables. And, you know, we did put planters of flowers and hung up, you know, hanging baskets, you know, to give, you know, a nice comfortable feel to it. This year we put some of our old barrels that, you know, we barrel aged some beer out there. And, you know, the lights that we were talking about earlier really give it a great feel to the ambiance.
And those communal tables, we have those inside, too. I mean, I can remember coming in and just eating before I even worked there. And it's just cool. You just sit next to people you don't know. You start talking about beer, and you become friends.
Oh, well, let me ask you this, Barb.
Oh, nice.
You guys got kid friendly? Can people bring kids in there at all?
Well, I have five kids and they come in there, so yes.
so it's kid friendly.
Yeah, we do you know, welcome families in there until 9 o'clock at night is kind of our cutoff time.
So
and then how late do you stay open?
On the weekends, Friday and Saturday, we're till 12, every other day till 10.
Nice.
So any live entertainment, any kind of entertainment? You guys have any of that?
Yeah, we do quite a bit live entertainment. Every first Sunday of every month, we have Robert Rolf Feddersen, which I think a lot of people are familiar with in the area. It's kind of his residency. The second and fourth Wednesday of every month, we have Wednesday Night Blues. And then we just kind of sprinkle in different acts throughout the month. But, yeah, we do four or five nights a month where we have live music. Every Tuesday we do trivia nights.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of became popular. A lot of people enjoy coming in and just, you know, getting stumped and testing her knowledge. And
any karaoke? Sharon loves karaoke.
Yeah, I do, actually.
Are you talking about the management staff singing, or are you talking about, like, guests? Because
Everybody.
Management staff, we bust out the songs all the time.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
You will catch us singing, that's for sure.
Yeah. But do you have, like, a karaoke night? No?
We have not done a karaoke night.
I don't know. Just throwing up. That's like a stereotyping of all the bars, isn't it?
It is.
So let me ask you, before we get into the brews and everything,
He's on quizzes, though. I wanted to ask, how do you stop people from cheating and looking up things on Google?
Because
I've done that.
You're supposed to at least be honest about it. But our trivia host kind of tells everybody, we're going to have other people watch out for you if they tell on you,
It's like, I'm going to look the other way.
That's yeah.
So before we get on to the beer and the food, Barb, why don't you tell us, I guess there's a couple events coming up. One's with the radio station here, with Lakeshore Public Radio on July 1st. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, Rod kind of spearheaded that, so I'm going to put that event in Rod's hands.
There you go, Rod.
So, we had a conversation with some of your team, and, we were thinking of, something that we could do together. And we decided to do some live music on a night where people could come in, and Off Square is going to give back to the radio station $1 for every beer we sell. And we have actually been talking earlier today about some of the possible acts that may come in. But we are doing live music on July 1st.
Oh, that sounds great.
And who's going to be performing? Do you know?
It's still, in the works, but, they gave me a couple different names. I don't know if it's locked in yet.
Okay.
Do you guys get the talent, or do we?
You guys are getting the talent.
Okay, yeah. Nice.
That means me and you.
Oh, boy.
Karaoke night.
So, feel sorry for everyone.
So, Barb, you said there were some other events that might be coming up?
We have a couple other events. We will be announcing a big event, our first partake in a somewhat beer fest on Monday. So watch our
Facebook page for
that. Yeah, we will be, the marketing for that will hit Monday. And that will just be something different that nobody around the region is doing. And proud to be having it at the Bulldog Park in Crown Point, which is new to Crown Point. Mm-hmm. So a different kind of event for over there. And we've got a collab we did with Wise Guys, and that's hitting the shelves July 20th at Wise Guys. We're really excited about that. That beer is called Resting Beach Face, and we did an Imperial, and it's been aging in rum barrels. So it's amazing. Like Rod said, we did a collab with Upland this week, and that will also be coming out in a few weeks, and we'll probably release that at Wise Guys as well. So we're pretty proud of that. Upland's a pretty big deal, and for them to come hang out with us, we're pretty proud of that.
Okay. How many vessels you got back in that brewing area?
So since we've opened, we've actually expanded a couple times. So we initially opened with just 4 fermenters, and where we're at now, we have 8 fermenters. So they are, 6 of them are 20 barrel, which is the equivalent of, if you had 100% yield, it would be like 40 kegs.
Wow.
A barrel is...
one of those, that's how much they would give out.
Yeah. If you had 100% yield, you don't get 100%. But
well,
you know,
you got to drink some, you got to test it. I understand how that works.
So
I'm like that with my Euros.
Perfect. And then we do have some of our newest additions are the bigger fermenters, which are 40-barrel fermenters. And those obviously can hold twice as much. So some of our more popular brews that we can produce more to satisfy the demands of the tap room, as well as the area stores and liquor stores that we bring our cans to.
You feel like you're stretching enough, we might even expand more?
That's always the goal.
Oh, that's always
the goal.
How many expansions have we been through already, Rod, in 2 years?
Yeah, we've added the 2 different basically expansions that we've done in addition to our own canning line that we brought on.
But talking about the canning line, are you canning on premise?
We do it on premise, yep.
Now, do you have a company that comes in and does it, or do you guys do it?
We now have our own canning line, so we do it all ourselves.
That's pretty good.
Very cool.
So
you guys design your own cans?
That's a great question. Yeah, that is something that we all kind of get together on, and we have a great artist that has been doing our labels for us, and he works well for us, and we have a great relationship with him, to where we come up with ideas and bounce it back and forth, and you know.
With names and everything?
Everything, yeah. The names, are, you know, it's, people sometimes say, what's the toughest thing about, you know, brewing beer, making beer? It's naming the beer is usually what the toughest thing is.
We have a lot of fun with it, though.
We do.
How about the flavors?
Obviously, flavors are important. You know, we that's another thing that we always talk about amongst each other. And obviously, we have, you know, some, you know, very talented, you know, brewers that, you know, have the great ideas and then come up with cool different flavors. But they are always open to suggestions, too. We have a couple of beers that are ideas of employees of ours that they have brought to them. And, you know, they go and try it. And if it's something that sounds good and works, mm-hmm. we'll go ahead and brew it.
What about the names? Going back to that, where did the, can you tell us some stories behind some of the names and where the names came from?
You
know, guys, like, have anything in your mind?
One of the beers that we have been canning recently that we're pretty proud of is the Square One Lager. We were coming up with names for this, and we didn't have a great name for it yet. And we thought we had a good name. We sat down together, and we're like, nope, we're not going to name it that. Somebody else named it something like that. We're like, well, back to Square One. And we're like, wait a second.
That's it.
That's mm-hmm. it. Square One. So
Coldplay has a song called Square One.
See that? So you guys didn't even know that
Maybe
one, too.
Maybe we should.
Yeah, it's good,
didn't
too.
Even know that.
Folks,
yeah.
Dial in 769-9577, 769-9577, and receive a gift card from Off Square Brewing and Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. And Off Square is over there in Crown Point. How many taps you got on the...
So we have a 20 tap system.
Wow. Is it all yours?
Currently, what we'll always do, we'll always have one guest cider on draft. Because, you know, there are people that, you know, prefer to drink a cider. You know, it is also a gluten-free option. So we will always have one cider on draft. Currently, every single one of the beers on draft is ours because we have so many of our own.
Mm-hmm.
But there are times where we'll have guests.
So, what is your best-selling beer? Barb? Nope.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What is our best-selling beer?
Our best-selling beer as far as out in the market would be our Long Day IPA. That is our our flagship beer. That is in every market, in every liquor store, in every Strax, in every account.
Well, Bart, tell some of the outlets that you have. I mean, you can get this beer... Can you do carry-out beer at Off Square?
We do, yes. You can either get in Crowler cans, which are 32-ouncers, and then we also have the package, the 16-ounce, which we brought here today, that you're going to find in the liquor stores and Strax. I mean, we're pretty proud to be on Strax shelves, and just about all of our beer you can find there, too.
So how many different locations you think you're at?
We have about 100 accounts.
Wow.
Right now.
That's really good.
We've recently picked up a really big account that we'll be launching in September, so we can't really talk about that yet, but okay. we're pretty proud of it.
We got a scoop last week. We can't get a scoop this week.
We're going to have them back.
Yeah.
That way we can get the scoop.
Yeah. I think that's
it's a new beer that's coming out in September?
No, it's a new account.
A new venue where you're going to have your beer.
Yes.
Is it big?
It's pretty big.
Wow. Is it local?
Local, Illinois. Hopefully next year we'll be meeting with them about Michigan.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. You guys are going to stay
busy.
We're
not stopping. That's
beautiful.
We want everybody to taste our beer.
So, Rod, why don't you give everyone a little bit of education? What's an ale?
So, you know, the way beer is, most people look at it as a specific style. But most familiar styles are ales. There are really only two different styles other than some hybrids,
mm-hmm.
and that is lager and ale. Ales are made based on the yeast that's used and the temperature it ferments at, where lager is a different yeast, a different temperature that it ferments at.
So what's an IPA?
An IPA is an ale. It is an ale.
And a Pilsner?
A Pilsner is a lager.
Yeah. And a lager is what? Usually a little thicker, darker?
For the most part, lagers are crisp, clean. Mm-hmm. They take a longer time to brew. They ferment at a colder temperature, so it's slower, so it takes longer for a lager. Most people, they think of a lager as that, you know, that clear, crisp, you know.
So is there more of an alcohol content to a lager than an ale, or it doesn't matter?
Not necessarily. They can vary. You could get some higher ABV lagers, just like you're going to get a higher ABV ale, just depending on the style, depending on how much grain is used in brewing that particular beer.
Now, what's the highest alcohol content you have on one of your beers?
What's the highest one right now?
On ours personally, I would have to say it would be the Beast, which that is our newest barrel age release. We released it at our 2-year anniversary party. The Beast is a barrel aged imperial porter that was a s'mores porter, and that is clocking in at 14% alcohol.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we might have been drinking that before we started talking.
I did try that.
Yeah.
I can tell.
It's pretty amazing.
So why don't we go around the table there? You brought in some beers. Why don't you just tell everyone what you brought in?
So the Beast comes in two different barrel-aged versions. We aged one of them with toasted coconut that we actually...
Which I tasted.
Yeah. We actually roasted that in our wood fire pizza oven. And the other
coconut?
Yeah, we put the coconut in the wood fire pizza oven.
That's cool.
And I was, funny story behind that, we were taking some pictures for social media and whatnot, and I didn't realize how quick that coconut would start to toast, and I'm taking a picture of it while it's burning there, and you know, got caught up in it. So, yeah, that is actual toasted coconut that we roasted ourselves. The other one is aged with ghost peppers.
But it's the Beast, but it has ghost peppers with the coconut.
Correct. Okay. They were both aged in bourbon barrels. One had the coconut, one had the ghost peppers. And then we did bring our bestseller that Barb was just talking about, the Long Day IPA. We brought 65 South Pilsner.
I like that. You know, I want to stop there. You know, you get a lot of, like, you go out to these alcohol places. Bars or liquor stores and grocery stores, and you see all these beers, and everything seems like it's so far away. It's like it comes from another country or another state. You know what? I'm glad to see someone label something that relates to Northwest Indiana, and that's the I-65 beer.
I noticed that right away.
That caught my eye right away.
Proud of that label.
You know what? And I tell you what, that would probably, just that label alone, is probably going to help that beer move.
I would say it definitely has helped that beer move.
So, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely everything you said is 100% true. You know, it's a great label. The name helps to talk about it. When we do beer fests away from the area, it is a great talking point to talk to people.
Exactly.
It's like, you know, oh, where are you guys from? Oh, well, this beer right here is 65 South. So, yeah, it is. It goes
right over us.
Yeah, it's a great name. So, the other one that we brought is that Square One Lager that we were talking about.
Right.
That is a nice, crisp, summertime. The description on the label, it says just like Dad used to drink, and that kind of like sums it up right there. Another one that we brought is the How Goes It.
Which my favorite, I think.
Yeah, it is a Goza is the correct pronunciation, but the label, if you look at it, we say it's How Goes It. That is a Goza style ale, which is a sour brewed with raspberries, coriander, lime zest, and sea salt.
And that one was very tasty. That one I said that I probably can put it over ice and drink it.
That's the one I just poured for myself, so I'm going to taste it right now.
You tell me. I thought that one was nice. Doesn't it? It's refreshing.
It's really good. So, that is delicious.
So, it's a great summer beer.
It really is.
So how are the trends going with beer?
Very refreshing.
Are people like going for some of these sour beers now that it's summertime? I mean, what's going on? I mean,
yes.
We've had a lot of breweries on. Okay, 769-9577. Give us a call and get some gift cards. We've had a lot of breweries on, and they all espouse how, oh, this one's got fruit in it or this one. I'm telling you, Rod, this is the first time I tried a beer that said it had a fruit flavor in it, and I tasted the fruit. I think it's delicious.
Well, yeah, I definitely appreciate that. You know, we're proud of this beer, and the Goza is kind of – that particular beer is kind of the one that headlined our collaboration that we did with Upland Brewing. They are well known for doing sour beers, and one of their area reps, you know, was drinking it with us, and he said, you know, this is a really great, you know, variation, great version of a sour style. So it kind of like brought that conversation about. So it is it's a great beer. I'm a big fan of it, and I know a lot of people really take to it, you know, even if they aren't, you know, big beer people. It is, you know, very flavorful. So you get those people that just are looking for that fruitiness from it.
That's me.
Yeah.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Thanks for joining us here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio.
Yeah.
We're here, me and Sharon Jackson, with the guys from Off Square. You just heard that pop.
And Barb, we definitely want to see some people calling in and taking your opportunity to win a gift card from Off Square Brewing. The beer here is delicious. The food is delicious. These guys brought a lot of stuff, Nick. We're going to have them go through all that food as well.
Yeah, we only got 25 minutes left. If you want to take us on with some free gift cards, just give us a call at 769-9577. Getting back to the fruity beers, is that something you guys are thinking about twisting towards a little bit more?
So one of the things that we're pretty proud of is that we will do pretty much any style and every style. If you look at our lineup right now, we get lots of comments from people about saying how we have something for everybody. You know, we have some of the crisp, clean pilsners and lagers, and we have the big, hoppy, bitter IPAs, and we do have some fruit-forward beers as well. So we have a little bit of everything.
So how about a Sour Patch beer or something like that?
That's a great idea.
No, you're just kidding me.
No, that's a great idea.
You think so?
I do.
So when you guys do your beers, do you have, like, any kind of garnishes? I mean, do you specialize, like...
That's actually a great question.
That's just a cook's question.
You know,
we got to garnish everything, you know what I mean?
Right now, one of our newest beer, it is a grapefruit American wheat. So it is an American wheat ale that is made with fresh grapefruit. And this was just released at our two-year anniversary party this year. And we actually garnish that with a half wheel of a fresh grapefruit. So it is kind of a cool thing that we are able to attract people with a glass that has that grapefruit slice actually on the glass.
Okay. Sharon's got a phone caller here. And we also got the entertainment for the July 1st will be Tom Broach and Ken Bronowski. And they're called the Hots.
Okay.
That's who's going to be performing at Off Square on July 1st, and
July
they're going to be
1st,
starting at 7 o'clock. And every beer that's purchased, a dollar goes towards 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, and it keeps me talking.
That's correct.
And keeps the air conditioning on in here and all the special things that we need. So do you guys deal with frosted mugs? Do you guys do that?
No, that's a big faux pas.
That's a faux pas.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Well, Miller Lite does that so they can water down their beer because it already tastes bad.
Huh. Now,
sorry, Miller Lite.
Do you guys ever like with the beer? Do you guys ever put like sour stuff on the rims and stuff like that when they get their beers?
No, the extent of anything that we do is on our Hefeweizen, which is a beer that is known for occasionally having a lemon on it.
Uh-huh.
You know, we do garnish that with a lemon upon request.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Mexican-style lager that we will garnish with a lime because it is brewed with fresh lime zest.
Mm-hmm.
And then the grapefruit beer that I was just discussing, we garnish that with a half grapefruit wheel on it.
And the beer, the Greek beer, little chunk of feta?
That's a great idea.
Who you got on the line there?
Yeah, Don, guys. Thanks for waiting. He's from Crown Point.
Hey, what's up? Oh, you got him.
Here we go.
Hey, how you doing?
Between a sour beer and a IPA, for example, I've heard the term sours a lot. I just want to know basically what's the difference.
So sour beers, there are a bunch of different styles of sour beers. An IPA is an India Pale Ale, where the sour beers are still ales, but there are a bunch of different styles. It could be a Goza, it could be a Berliner Weiss. There are just different styles that are known as a sour. It's basically the type of yeast that's used, the type of bacteria that's added to the beer that actually gives it the funkiness, the sourness to it. So it is, while they all are still ales, the difference is just the yeast that's used, the bacteria that's used.
Okay. does a sour take longer than a regular Scottish ale? Or?
No, not necessarily. No, not necessarily longer at all. You know, it just, once again, just based on the style, ales generally ferment 2 to 3 weeks. So as far as, you know, the difference between a sour or, you know, another style, it just depends on which style it is.
Don, have you visited Offsquare?
Yes, twice.
Twice?
Both times it's been excellent. Really excellent.
Good to hear that.
So what Rod and Barb did is they brought me a gift card from Offsquare, and I got one from Chef Nick Cedar, and I'm going to send that out to you, okay?
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling
Thanks
in.
Thanks for calling.
Folks, that's all it takes. Call 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a gift card from Offsquare Brewing out of Crown Point and Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield, basically two towns that are cousins. They're right next to each other.
Right.
So you do seasonal stuff?
We do.
So what do you do in the winter? You like put peppermint in your beer or anything like that?
Pretty close. We did that.
I'm just guessing.
We did a collab with a bakery that had a white chocolate and peppermint cupcake. Yeah.
How nice.
Designer Desserts out in Valparaiso.
Yeah, we've had them on.
Yeah, so they brought in their cupcake that it was known as a sleigh ride cupcake. And we added those to a batch of beer, and it was...
Wait. You threw them in?
You put sleigh ride cupcakes
in
the beer?
That's correct, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
I think I seen that on the Three Stooges episode.
We also put County Line donuts in beer, too.
Really?
Yeah, that beer,
both of those beers were phenomenal.
So it just breaks down,
you filter it.
Well, the yeast is going to eat the sugar. It doesn't matter what form of sugar you put in there. You know, for the most part, it'll eat up most sugars. So, yeah, the yeast will just eat up sugar from the cupcakes or the donuts. And, those donuts happen to be peppermint, so that beer tasted of big peppermint. So, yeah.
That's what people can look forward to during the seasons.
Yeah, we do different stuff like
that. Now,
is
that something that you post on your website or anything?
Oh, yeah. I like to think we have a pretty good social media presence. So, you know, pretty much anything that we have new going on, you could find us on Facebook, Instagram, and it's on there.
It'd be nice if you guys like had video and you show your brewer and like throwing cupcakes in the.
Barb,
because that's a perk of the job. I mean, come on. Barb, we got to eat cupcakes after we brewed the beer.
Tell us your website.
It's beautiful.
The website is www.offsquarebrewing.com.
Okay.
You can find us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. Rod is our social media guru. He does a fantastic job of keeping everybody up to date what's going on at Offsquare Brewing.
Well, you know, we talked a lot about beer, but Offsquare has a lot more than just beer, and we were eating it. You have a lot of good food. So why don't you go around the table and tell us what you brought in?
So what I brought for you today is...
Yeah, because you got a lot more than these items, I'm
sure. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I only had so many hands, so...
Look, you know what? We had on Fridays here, it's pretty much a skimpy crowd in the studio area, and most of the stuff is gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So tell us what you brought.
So the one that was the most fun, at least what I like, is we just released some new pizzas. And, you know, we cook everything in our wood-fired pizza oven. And the newest pizza that we have on that has been a big hit is a chicken and waffle pizza. And it was really unique, and I really like it myself. And we've gotten great reviews on it. And those brand-new pizzas on our menu that are actually on right now was part of that. The rest of the menu is in process of being updated. So some of the items I brought today might you want to get there soon if you want to try it, because they might be leaving pretty soon. But
is that the chicken and waffle pizza?
That is the chicken and waffle pizza.
Sharon, go for it.
What else did you bring?
So we brought
on your pizza. You guys make your own crust?
We make everything. Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
So the dough gets made and it proofs and they, you know, stretch it out and make everything by hand. So yeah, the pizza is 100% made by hand from scratch. I brought you our Cuban sandwich, which is very popular.
Very delicious.
Our Reuben sandwich, which is very popular, and then of course our wings, which everybody kind of enjoys. They are very popular as well.
All that's left is carrots and celery.
That's pretty much it, isn't it?
Yeah, they're all gone.
And then I brought you a couple different of our fries. They are hand-cut fries. One of them I brought is a Cajun seasoned hand-cut fry, and the other is just a regular house-cut fries.
Oh, yeah, we can't forget about that bread pudding.
Yeah, Sharon's got her fingers in that.
Oh, yeah, Sharon, get some of that. That's good stuff.
So you guys do – what kind of bread pudding is that?
So they've been playing around with this one a little bit, where they add banana to it, raisins.
The way I like it.
Yeah,
yeah. That's good.
So that's the newest variation of it. So it is. Everything is made from scratch and by hand. So there are times where they play around and try different things, and you know, listen to the feedback and see what people enjoy. So this one is a newer version.
So what else do you offer on the menu that you didn't bring here? Like, you got burgers?
Well, we have. We were voted one of the top burgers in the state of Indiana.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So our off-square burger just recently was voted number 5 in the state of Indiana. So the best burger in Indiana.
Beautiful. So folks, if you want to get a burger, call in 769-9577. And Rod and Barb here from Off-Square Brewing in Crown Point will be happy to give you a gift card. And it'll be, I'm sure, good enough for a burger, a pizza, some fries, some wings. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's all kinds of. You guys do any kind of like entrees? I mean, like chicken dishes, anything like that?
Not really like knife and fork entrees.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good way of putting
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we really don't do anything like that. But the sandwiches are very popular. The pizza is kind of our center of attention because of our wood fire pizza oven. Any place that you sit in the tap room, you're gonna have a view of that pizza oven. So
do you have like a little banquet area or anything like that where you do private parties?
We actually do not.
Okay.
You know, it is just a normal, you know, brewery tap room. Mm-hmm. The communal tables that Barb was talking about earlier, there are times where, you know, we have bigger groups that come in that we obviously try our best to accommodate, but we don't actually have like a banquet room.
Okay. Now, go ahead, Barb. Sorry.
I was just going to, we want you to come for the beer and decide you want to eat.
Yeah.
That's
so do you do carryouts with the food?
No, unfortunately, we do not do any type of carryout with the food. We want you to carry out the beer.
Mm-hmm. So you guys have yards?
That is actually a great question because it is.
Oh, my wife won a contest drinking yards on the cruise boat, and she's only 5 foot tall.
Wow, good for her.
That was like 30 years ago.
No.
It wouldn't happen now. But yeah, do you guys have any kind of contest like that?
No, we really don't. You know, that is, I was thinking of something very similar to that, but no, unfortunately, we don't have anything like that.
So, you talking about write-ups. Do you guys have any other write-ups in the papers? You know, best burger, how about brews or anything like that? You guys?
We have.
You have any contests?
We were in the paper. Have we been in the paper for write-ups? Is that what you're asking? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like, have you had any public printing of your establishment burgers, or
I mean,
you guys enter.
We got the burger con. We won the burger. We when we started distribution, mm-hmm. the newspaper came out and did an article on it because it was a pretty big deal that a mm-hmm. brewery less than a year old was starting distribution, and to have it so successful, we're pretty proud of that. Thanks.
So Sharon's got somebody else on the line. Who you got on the line, Sharon?
Yeah, Charisse is joining us.
What's up, Charisse?
I think we know who Charisse is.
How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Now, how do you know these two?
Because I love their beer. They're super great, and they have amazing wood-fired pizza.
And what's your favorite beer when you go there?
So the last time I went, I had the red ale. I'm not sure of the name of it.
Have you had the raspberry beer?
That's how I
can remember it.
The raspberry beer?
Yeah. What is that called again?
The How Goes It.
How Goes It? Have you had that
How
one?
How Goes It? I have not.
So what kind? I mean, you just go there for the beer or you go there for the food too?
To be honest with you, I just go there because I love them. They're personable. They sit down with you. They have a beer. They get to know you. So it's just great bartender staff, great beers. Normally I go for the beers though.
We're getting down to the bottom line there.
So I just tried the coconut bourbon one they just released in the two
which
can
we tried
pack.
Here. You like the one with the ghost pepper in it, or you like it without it?
I like it with the ghost pepper.
No,
but the coconut one is really good too. I smoke cigars, so they pair really well with both of those.
You guys allow cigar smoking in your establishment?
No, not within it, no.
No, outside. Like
on the patio?
On the patio?
Not even on the patio.
Yeah, okay.
Or if I get it cans to go, then I just bring it to my cigar lounge. That's a BYOB.
There you go.
So what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card to Off Square Brewing in Crown Point and a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Hope to hear from you again.
Okie doke. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Do you guys do any domestic beers? Do you guys offer anything domestic?
They're all domestic. We all brew them right here in Crown Point, Indiana.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Do you do any, like national brands?
No, we do not.
No? Okay. No. How about wines? What kind of wine selection?
We do have a wine selection. You know, we understand that not everybody drinks beer, and if, you know, the beer drinkers want to come visit us with their people that don't drink beers, it's good to have the wine selection, too. So we do have 8 different wines that we offer.
It's nice that you have something for everyone. You said you have a guest cider, some wines.
That's right.
And, of course, the beer.
Yeah. Do you get the wines from, you know, like the local ones, like Butler Wines or Running Vine? Do you try to pull from the wine trail, I guess it's called?
You know, for the wines that we carry, they did a great job of doing tastings, and it is literally from all over the world. The wines that were chosen are a great representation of that particular varietal of the wines that we carry. So, you know, we are proud of the wines that we carry, but it, like I said, they're for the people that don't necessarily drink beer.
Yeah, because you guys are all about beer. How about mixed drinks?
No mixed drinks. We're strictly beer and wine.
Okay.
Yep.
That's fair enough. How about non-alcoholic beer?
No.
Why? No. Right.
Folks, they looked at me like I was an idiot. That's what just happened there. It's like,
there's a pause.
What the hell?
No.
Nick?
We'd be happy to pour you a glass of water.
Okay. Yeah.
So what do you think? Froth or no froth?
Oh, absolutely. That's, yeah.
Which one? You like froth or no froth?
Yeah, you need it.
You need froth?
Yeah.
Why?
The aroma.
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah. Most of your taste comes from
your nose.
Your nose. So you need the aroma. You need that inch ahead on that beer, you know, you need that. Absolutely.
So the new thing that me and Sharon have been noticing, there's a lot of these gastro pubs.
Sure.
A lot of them. Are you guys in some of these places?
We are. Yeah, definitely.
Can you tell us maybe where you're at? Are you in, there's a new one in Crown Point right on the square.
Yeah, we are not in that one yet, but we're hoping for it soon.
Now, is that something you're starting to see, like these places that are trying to gather all the local breweries?
Oh, yeah.
And offer all the local stuff, and then they have some food in there, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Because then you get a taste of everything.
So, Barb, what's coming down the line with you guys? What's exciting? What's coming up
next?
Well,
I know I've already talked about it, but this event that we're getting ready to announce is really just so exciting, and we are really excited to be able to put it together, and it's going to be definitely a class act for the city of Crown Point, not just hit just those craft beer drinkers, but also the spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And we're excited about that. And I mean, we just keep going. We're not stopping. Like, we had our Upland collab, and who's next?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what we look at.
Yeah, what is your next collaboration?
Next?
Do you guys
What's
know?
Next? The minute, it's not even before we're done with one, it's what are we doing next?
So what is coming up? You got anything next? Oh, you can't tell us. You already told us you can't tell us.
Right. We'll tell you. You watch our social media next week. We'll be ready to roll on that.
So is light bad for beer?
It is.
Yes.
Light is beer's number one enemy.
So you just do cans, or you do cans and bottles?
We have done bottles. We currently do 100% cans. We haven't done a bottle in a while now.
Right.
Yeah, the can definitely protects the beer much more than a bottle. Mm-hmm. The bottles that we did do are of brown glass, which block, I think it's something like 95% of light, which is, you know, obviously pretty good. But a can, you know, blocks it from all light.
So. Why is light an enemy to beer?
So, you hear the term oxidation, or, you know, skunked is a word a lot of people use. That's basically what light will do almost instantaneous to beer. There's some of those styles out there that, you know that are a clear glass, and you know that beer automatically tastes skunked. It tastes, you know, funky. That is because they are light struck, because light is just an enemy of beer.
Beer, what temperature should it be held at?
It really depends on the style. Your big, strong Russian Imperial Stouts, even the Imperial Porters, you know, you might want those at, you know, 40, 45, 50 degrees. But then your, you know, crisper, cleaner beers, you want a little bit cooler, you know, to where it's like the 35-degree range.
Folks, we got 5 minutes left. It went by really fast. Call in 769-9577. Barb looked shocked about that one. 769-9577. Give us a call, and I get a gift card from Off Square Brewing and Chef Nick's Eatery. Barb, let me ask you this. I know you do all the marketing and sales and stuff, but do you guys offer, like, pairings? I mean, you say, hey, you get this beer, you should eat this. I mean...
We do. You know, we do talk about that. Our servers talk a lot about that with the menu in the tap room. And we'll go out and do different events at different venues and pair beers with them because, you know, much like wine, your beer can complement your meal.
So when you guys are, like, making up these beers, like, I might make a sauce and it breaks and I got it done. Do you guys ever make a mistake on a batch?
What do you guys
do with that? Do you put it out at 50% off? Do you do stuff like that? What do you do with that mistake beer?
You know, our quality is a big deal for us. Yes. So.
If a beer is, you know, not up to standards once they brew it, they are not afraid to dump it, you know, and we have done that in the past. If it's just not, kind of like you said, if it's not, you know, the standard that you want, no, we won't serve it. We'll dump it.
It's sad. We shed a tear, but yeah, we learn.
Right.
Everybody
right.
makes mistakes, right?
Like Homer Simpson or something. That's it, crying because his donuts and beer went down the drain.
Right. Well, it seems like a crime to sacrilege to dump beer, but, you know, I guess, yeah, if you want a certain
life?
Quality.
What's the shelf life on beer?
It really depends on the style. IPAs are known as the ones that you want quicker because they are strong with the hops, where the hop flavor will fall off. So, you know, hops you don't want to hang around as long. Where stouts, the bigger ABVs, those can definitely hang around a little bit longer.
Yeah. So you guys deal with different hops, different types of hops, or you just pretty much stick with one kind?
No, yeah, we definitely do. You know, depending on the beer that we're brewing, you know, depending on what hops are available. A lot of times you can't brew the beer that you necessarily want just because you don't have that hop available. You know, there are hops that are harder to come by. There are hops that are in higher demand that are just harder to get to where you want to brew the beer that you want with that particular hop.
So do you get any local hops?
Yeah, we have, you know.
From Howell Farms?
Yep, okay. We've done a couple different beers with them. When he does his, what's known as like a wet hop where it's still a whole hop added to the beer, we've done that in the past. And, yeah, we've done a couple of different beers with Howell Farms.
Well, Sharon's got our last phone caller of the day. And who we got there, Sharon?
We have Kevin from Valparaiso.
Kevin, we got a quick minute for your quick question.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys do group tours.
Oh, that's a good question. Do you guys do tours?
So we absolutely love to do tours. We don't have necessarily a schedule currently. It is something that we are going to be doing in the future. But if you're ever in there, and especially if it's not the crazy busy that we get sometimes, we'll absolutely take you on a tour. We love taking tours. It is my favorite thing to do is talk about beer. So, you know, we'll absolutely show you around.
Well, Kevin, we're going to
give you guys a call.
Okay. Well, fantastic. You know what? You're going to have to because we're going to send you a gift card out to Off Square Brewing out of Crown Point and one to Chef Nick's Eatery, okay?
Perfect. Thanks a lot. Appreciate
Thanks for
it.
Calling in. Well, folks, we're pretty much at the end of the show here. I want to thank Barb and I want to thank Rod from Off Square Brewing out of Crown Point for joining us. We're all busy. We have a busy busy day. I'm sure you guys are going to be busy for the rest of the day. So thank you for stopping in.
Thank you.
And we want to talk about, Barb, what July 1st, you're going to have an event with 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio.
Yeah,
July
good luck 1st. Tomorrow. It's Crown Brew
Crown Beer Fest.
Fest. Crown
we'll
Beer
be
Fest.
At Crown Beer Fest with, I think, they've got about 50 other breweries there. So stop by and see Off Square Brewing.
And then on Monday? Don't you have something going on Monday, too?
Rod.
Don't you have something new coming? We got the Brew Fest. I thought there was something else. And then on July 1st, we got Tom Roach, Kevin Bronowski.
Oh, Monday we're going to announce the event.
Yeah, you're going to.
How quickly we forget.
And they're going to be there on July 1st, and they're called the Hots, and they'll be jamming. It'll be a jam night there at the Off Square Square Brewing. So I want to thank you both for stopping in again. I want to thank our listeners out there. I want to thank Sharon Jackson for being with
thank
us.
You.
And I want to tell everyone out there to have a great weekend. It's supposed to be a little rainy tomorrow, but make the best of it. And if you get a chance, I need you to stop by Off Square Brewing in Crown Point. Check out their establishment. Beautiful facilities, great beer, great food, and I'm sure you'll have a great time. So everyone out there, have a great, safe weekend. And all I got to say is ciao.